Health Consumers Tasmania have used the inaugural meeting of the Tasmanian Health Senate to call for the state government to broaden the scope of its long-term health plan. The Senate is a representative body. It's made up of clinicians, consumers who provide advice on health issues and on strategy. Bruce Levitt is the CEO of Health Consumers Tasmania. Bruce, good morning and thanks for your time on the program this morning.
Good morning, Mel. It's great to be here and it's great to talk about something other than stadiums.
Yet you wouldn't be Robinson Crusoe in saying that, Bruce, I wouldn't expect. Now, in terms of these two bodies, your own and the Senate, can you explain what role each of you play?
Yeah, good question. So Health Consumers Tasmania, we're funded by state and federal government. We're an independent consumer advocacy organisation. So we work really deeply in the community to understand what their health issues are and what their perspectives are on the health system. And then we feed that back into the system, or ideally we get the community to actually speak up for themselves. So for example, I'm still on the Tasman. Down here on the Tasman, we set up a group called the Tasman Voice for Health. And that's a community group that's recruited themselves, and they're actually influencing the health system down here on the Tasman. So they're advocating for more GPs, and I think they've got more GP hours. They've advocated for youth mental health, and that they've increased the services in that space. And yesterday they launched an information directory down here on both social and clinical services. So that's an example where the community need more information, and the community are actually out there doing it. So that's partly what we do as an organisation.
And you attended the inaugural meeting of the Tasmanian Health Senate. What was discussed there, Bruce?
It was the first meeting. We really like the concept of the Senate. We think it's a really good initiative of the Rockcliffe government to provide a formal forum where you get a whole lot of clinicians. The pharmacists were there, GPs were there. The bureaucracy was there, both federal and state, and it's a forum where you can start to thrash out ideas, new ideas on how to deliver health differently. It can look at different issues that we think is really important. So it's really rare to get everybody around the table to actually have some really frank conversations.
So Bruce, they're a facilitator almost, I guess, of organisations such as your own, Health Consumers Tasmania, and how that information then gets through to government.
Yeah, it is. We attend not necessarily to advocate our own issues. We're there with a perspective, and the aim is that everyone puts their own political perspectives and issues on the table outside the room, and you actually come and talk from an expert perspective on, you know, really, really important issues around health. So yesterday was more, Monday was more just about getting people together. There was a conversation around the state government's got a health plan out to, I think, was it 2040? So there was some broad conversations about that, but we didn't really get into the detail. It was the first meeting, and it was a good meeting.
So you have asked for the state government to broaden the scope of its long-term health plan. How was that received?
Well, it probably wasn't that black and white. We like the health plan. We think it picks up a lot of the issues that we're advocating for. I guess our perspective is that there's a whole lot of stuff happening federally as well with the Strengthening Medicare Task Force. And I know the federal government is really looking strongly at how they deliver frontline healthcare through primary care, GPs, pharmacists, and there's a lot of public conversations around that at the moment. So our perspective is that whatever the state government does in health, it needs to factor in and work really closely with the federal government to, you know, make sure everyone's on the same page and we're working as one health system for people, because, you know, consumers don't know or don't care who funds what service. Often we don't know. So it's a really complex system, the health system. So we'd advocate it be streamlined and simplified for consumers.
So what other sort of big ticket items or concerns were raised, if any, Bruce?
Well, it was, you know, there were conversations around hospitals. There were conversations around subacute care. Rural health was discussed, the relationship with primary care, community care, and then prevention. So I guess there was, it's hard to summarise the whole day, and I haven't seen the final report, and I'm not in the office, so I don't have all my notes. But there was a push for greater preventative health across the system. I think that was fairly universal. And there was a really strong push that the system work better together. It's really siloed at the moment. So how do we start to get the system really humming as a system so that the hospital is really well connected with community care, those sort of things, I think. That were some of the issues that were discussed.
A lot of these groups have been brought together over time. We've seen groups associated with housing, for argument's sake, to try and deal with, you know, the crisis in housing and come up with strategies. We haven't seen a lot come out of that. Are you confident that the Health Senate that there will be action in terms of what's happening in Tasmania's health system, both at a state level, hospitals, etc., and the GPs, which is significant?
Yeah, look, again, that's a really hard question to answer. We can't control that. All we can do is try and influence the debate. My understanding is that the Health Senate in time will make really specific recommendations to the Secretary at the Department of Health, and there is an obligation that position, that Catherine Morgan Wicks will take that to the Health Minister. And I know models in other states that each Health Senate meeting, the Secretary will be obliged to report back to the Senate on what's happened or what hasn't happened. And if they adopt that here, then I think at least the process will be transparent and we'll actually know what's going on. But we think it's got a really powerful tool to look at things like, you know, for us, homelessness in Tassie is a big issue, housing. So for us, we'd love the Senate to discuss how do you deliver health care to the homeless? Because they can't afford to go and see a GP. So how do you look after those groups in the community? Workforce is a really big issue, and it's a big issue not just in health. It's, you know, we're at full employment nationally, so to get any workers in any industry is really hard. So how do we reshape the workforce in health so it works? So there's some really big issues it can look at.
And significantly, you're looking at a very significant increase in terms of the broadening of the scope of the health plan then in that case, Bruce.
Well, we think when you start looking at how health will be delivered in 15 years' time, then we need to be thinking really broadly. And the other issue that was discussed on Monday, is the IT systems. It's about artificial intelligence and how that impacts on healthcare. You know, the ChatGPT stuff, because people now, if you can't go and see a GP, people still need to get information about healthcare. And we know we've got evidence that people will look anywhere, people will look online to get advice about, you know, their health and wellbeing if they can't get it formally. So that has big implications on the health system, and that'll be something that we need to look at going forward as well.
Bruce Levitt, it's been a very great pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Bruce Levitt there, who is the CEO of Health Consumers Tasmania, calling on the government, the Health Senate, to broaden their scope over time, and additional inclusions in the health plan there.